As an old soul music fan, music critic Milo Miles was happy that the style has made a comeback in the last few years. But until he heard the latest albums from Alicia Keys and producer-performer Babyface, he feared he was looking for love in the wrong places.
I can't seem to get past the first date with the new generation of neo-soul singers. There's the all-pervasive problem with consistent songcraft. Toni Braxton and D'Angelo are good for only an isolated track or two. And then there's the ever-tricky business of balancing body, spirit, and heart. Someone who has trouble with this is Erykah Badu, who, to me, can sound both racy and ethereal, but not romantic. The most persistent problem, though, is that so many of the young singers are clearly more children of hip-hop than any old school of soul. But suddenly I'm overwhelmed by a newcomer, Alicia Keys, and a veteran professional, Babyface, not just because they've made sensuous records for all seasons, but because I can hear where they come from in the Soul Clan. When Alicia Keys performed her potent version of Donny Hathaway's Someday We'll All Be Free during the recent Tribute to Heroes telethon, I was especially sad that performers' names were not announced or displayed anywhere. But then she did have the number one album in the country at the time, Songs in A Minor. And one of the joys of my existence is a vivid, rewarding record that's also a hit. But Keys works in a style that's always had broad appeal. Back in the early 70s, us lowbrows called it prep school soul, typified by Roberta Flack and, yes, Donny Hathaway. This secular gospel flaunted its good taste and classy eclecticism. But Keys's classical training just enables her to integrate the Moonlight Sonata with a funky beat, and the blunt attitudes and rough language of hip-hop keep her from going too smooth. Her song, A Woman's Worth, is the killing me softly for our more gender-equal age.
You could buy me diamonds, you could buy me pearls, take me on a cruise around the world. Baby, you know I'm worth it. Dinner lit by candles, run my bubble. Not just dough, but a show that you know she is worth your time. You will lose if you choose to refuse to put her first. She will if she can find a man who knows her worth. Cause a real man knows a real woman when he sees.
Kenny Babyface Edmonds has been a professional musician about as long as Alicia Keys has been alive, so you'd expect him to have healthy soul roots. But beyond the predictable references to Stevie Wonder or Luther Vandross, you have to go back to his breakthrough group, The Deal. They were an 80s Los Angeles version of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And Babyface's album Face to Face suggests beat-aggressive late-period Robinson songs like Cruisin'. As they were with Smokey, remembering dance rhythms and pushing your voice a little have been a tonic for Babyface.
You so busy worrying about all the things you can do nothing about. Maybe it's time to change your route. Instead of plugging in so much, you should look out. You have so many things to smile. Like love.
All the things you've never dreamed, it could work out. So don't stress out.
Oh, baby.
It will happen if it's meant to be. So don't stress out. Things could work out, baby.
Also, like Smokey, Babyface has become an expert scene setter and a subtle psychologist. On Face to Face, he specializes in particularly adult romantic pangs, regret, and the memory of unrequited love. The highlights of the album are four She Should Have Been My Girl tunes that are as wistful and wrenching as any lonely grown-up could want.
Baby, baby,
But Babyface and Alicia Keys may be most gripping right now because their albums don't dwell on squabbles, put-downs, and resentment between the sexes. Whether it's teenage passion or middle-aged ardor, the strong cuts deliver romance that's neither easy nor unbelievable. They offer love to lighten dark days.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge.